Hello. So this is this week's episode of Sleep Stories by Tony Walker. I hope you're nice and relaxed and settled down, ready to sleep. As usual, I will repeat the story three times now. If you don't like that idea, or you've got some better ideas, maybe you could make a comment on Apple Podcasts or something and let me know in the reviews. Don't give me a one star, though. Give me a five stars and then tell me how to improve it. Of course, you're free to do what you wish. Because all I want to do is send you to sleep by boring you with my voice. Now, this one is called The Treasure House. And as normal, I kind of just got the idea and let my pen flow. And it came up with all sorts of Egyptian images. And I actually, years ago, went to Egypt. And we did the tour and we did the pyramids and we did the valleys of the kings. It was fantastic. Because when I was a young boy, I was fascinated with the pharaohs and that magnificent long dead civilization. So these are just the outflowings of my imagination. And I do notice the things that I like keep cropping up. There's no hot chocolate in this one, actually. A bit too hot chocolate in the middle of an Egyptian pyramid, I think. And I'm not condoning tomb robbing. And this kind of tomb robbing isn't the grubby kind. It's more the Lara Croft kind. High adventure. Indiana Jones. You get the idea. But with coziness and warmth, just so as you can settle down and drift off to sleep with those lovely images in your mind. That's the plan anyway. I hope it works. As I said, I'll play it three times. Don't feel you need to wait up. The Treasure House. Just imagine you were a thief. You wouldn't take trinkets from old ladies. And you certainly wouldn't steal toys from kittens or bones from little puppies. You'd be a nice thief, a romantic thief, a fair thief. You'd only take things that people had forgotten about. And if you found that someone remembered, you'd give it back to them. No questions asked. And if you were this kind of thief, and you could go anywhere in the world you wanted, you'd probably concentrate on pirate treasure, on desert islands, or old Egyptian tombs where the pharaohs once were, or shipwrecks on the sea bottom full of bullion. Just imagine you had some treasure in mind, old treasure, very old treasure. And to get to it, you had to descend on a rope from a room in a pyramid, down and down and down into Egypt's heart, long ago, in the warm night. First, you'd fly to the pyramid because you can fly when you want. You just don't want to sometimes. But here, on this night, there you are in the hot wind, in the dark, with the stars sparkling overhead and the lights of Cairo twinkling not so far away. Just imagine you were a robber, a tomb robber, and you had children to feed. Just imagine you were an adventurer, a sort of archaeologist, or an artist in search of inspiration. So there you are on the top of the pyramid, balancing on the point, and there's a hole going straight down. So you look down, you test the darkness with your big toe, and find that it is certainly dark enough. So you delve and drop and descend like a stone down the shaft into the ancient heart of the pyramid, passing stones that were laid before your grandparents, 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 grandparents were born. And boy, it is dark. After that descent into 4,000 years of dreams, you find yourself in a chamber, and that chamber is in the middle of the pyramid. And that chamber is full to the top of a soft, silky darkness, so warm that it's like wearing a waistcoat. and in that darkness you kindle a light on the end of your magic thumb, and in that light you see ancient paintings of old Egyptians on the wall, and beside the pictures is their writing that looks like owls and eagles and stones and zigzags and gods with the heads of hawks and the heads of jackals and the head of an ibis and some like cats and elephants and lions and ladies. And you know you're on the right track. You light a torch with a match you brought for just that job because your thumb light isn't quite bright enough. The torch flutters in the warm breeze and you crouch cautiously along the corridor. Better take a look. Phew, it's warm here. You take off your shirt until you are dressed in nearly nothing, and you wouldn't like your aunt to see you, but she can't, because she is thousands of miles away in Cape Town or Minneapolis or Melbourne or New Delhi or Dublin. It's a good job you have a magic thumb, because it lights your way quite well, and the torch. Oh yes, we forgot about the thumb for a bit, but we have that and the torch. You step forward, one step, two steps, three steps, and there you are at the top of a great yawning hole. And then you get to the lip of the hole and you stare down. And there's gold beyond imagining, gilded statues of Osiris and Thoth and Horus, and below there's Bastet, and there, from the shadows, Isis watches from her throne. Gold and silver and rubies and diamonds and lapis lazuli, beloved of the pharaohs, and dishes and spears and scrolls and magic words and magic dust, boxes of gold dust, boxes of diamond dust. And here and there, the light sparkles and glimmers as if someone has taken 100,000 stars and put them in a box, just waiting for you to come along and find them again. In the darkness, the ancient times shift. But you're the first person to see this in 4,000 years, excepting if you count me. And there are pots and warriors and crocodiles and scrolls and spears, and the bronze heads of the spears gleam, and the walls are painted with stories of the Nile and the bulrushes and the floods, and kingdom upon kingdom of wealth is here for you. And you don't even want it. You don't want to take it away. You just want to sit and bathe in the soft light reflected on gold cups and gold plates, and look up and see Isis smiling at you because you're the first person she's seen in quite a while, and she would like to ask you about the weather. And if you told her, you'd say, "It was sunny again today, my lady." But it's been sunny in Egypt every day for 4,000 years. And all that sunshine somehow got caught in the plates and the cups and was kept underground in the dark, waiting for you. And in your bags you pile the plates and the dishes and the ewers, and in your pockets you stuff diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and in your backpack you put rings and bracelets and necklaces of precious stones all agleam. And you could take them home if you could be bothered. But like we said, you don't really want them. And it's cozy down here, and dark, and gleaming, and glittering, and it will be quite nice to have a snooze, a little snooze, a sleep, a nap. And your head nods, and you yawn and stretch on the floor that's soft with old papyrus leaves. And it's just the place to sleep, just the place to dream. Sleep? Why not sleep? Yes, sleep. For soon it will be morning, and the dream will melt with the morning light. But not yet, for it's still dark and night, and sleep comes in like your old best friend. Sleep, drift, be safe, and sleep. Sleep. The treasure house. Just imagine you were a thief. You wouldn't take trinkets from old ladies, and you certainly wouldn't steal toys from kittens or bones from little puppies. You'd be a nice thief, a romantic thief, a fair thief. You'd only take things that people had forgotten about, and if you found that someone remembered, you'd give it back to them, no questions asked. And if you were this kind of thief, and you could go anywhere in the world you wanted, you'd probably concentrate on pirate treasure, on desert islands, or old Egyptian tombs where the pharaohs once were, or shipwrecks on the sea bottom full of bullion. Just imagine you had some treasure in mind, old treasure, very old treasure. And to get to it, you had to descend on a rope from a room in a pyramid, down and down and down into Egypt's heart, long ago, in the warm night. First, you'd fly to the pyramid, because you can fly when you want. You just don't want to sometimes. But here, on this night, there you are in the hot wind, in the dark, with the stars sparkling overhead and the lights of Cairo twinkling not so far away. Just imagine you were a robber, a tomb robber, and you had children to feed. Just imagine you were an adventurer, a sort of archaeologist, or an artist in search of inspiration. So there you are on the top of the pyramid, balancing on the point, and there's a hole going straight down. So you look down, you test the darkness with your big toe, and find that it is certainly dark enough. So you delve and drop and descend like a stone down the shaft into the ancient heart of the pyramid, passing stones that were laid before your grandparents, 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 grandparents were born. And boy, it is dark. After that descent into 4,000 years of dreams, you find yourself in a chamber, and that chamber is in the middle of the pyramid. And that chamber is full to the top of a soft, silky darkness, so warm that it's like wearing a waistcoat. And in that darkness, you kindle a light on the end of your magic thumb. And in that light, you see ancient paintings of old Egyptians on the wall. And beside the pictures is their writing that looks like owls and eagles and stones and zigzags and gods with the heads of hawks and the heads of jackals and the head of an ibis and some like cats and elephants and lions and ladies. And you know you're on the right track. You light a torch with a match you brought for just that job because your thumb light isn't quite bright enough. The torch flutters in the warm breeze and you crouch cautiously along the corridor. Better take a look. Phew, it's warm here. You take off your shirt until you are dressed in nearly nothing, and you wouldn't like your aunt to see you, but she can't, because she is thousands of miles away in Cape Town, or Minneapolis, or Melbourne, or New Delhi, or Dublin. It's a good job you have a magic thumb, because it lights your way quite well, and the torch. Oh yes, we forgot about the thumb for a bit, but we have that and the torch. You step forward, one step, two steps, three steps, and there you are at the top of a great yawning hole. And then you get to the lip of the hole and you stare down. And there's gold beyond imagining, gilded statues of Osiris and Thoth and Horus, and below there's Bastet, and there, from the shadows, Isis watches from her throne. Gold and silver and rubies and diamonds and lapis lazuli, beloved of the pharaohs, and dishes and spears and scrolls and magic words and magic dust, boxes of gold dust, boxes of diamond dust. And here and there, the light sparkles and glimmers, as if someone has taken 100,000 stars and put them in a box, just waiting for you to come along and find them again. In the darkness, the ancient times shift. But you're the first person to see this in 4,000 years, excepting if you count me. And there are pots and warriors and crocodiles and scrolls and spears, and the bronze heads of the spears gleam, and the walls are painted with stories of the Nile and the bulrushes and the floods, and kingdom upon kingdom of wealth is here for you. And you don't even want it. You don't want to take it away. You just want to sit and bathe in the soft light reflected on gold cups and gold plates, and look up and see Isis smiling at you because you're the first person she's seen in quite a while, and she would like to ask you about the weather. And if you told her, you'd say, "It was sunny again today, my lady." But it's been sunny in Egypt every day for 4,000 years, and all that sunshine somehow got caught in the plates and the cups and was kept underground in the dark, waiting for you. And in your bags you pile the plates and the dishes and the ewers, and in your pockets you stuff diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and in your backpack you put rings and bracelets and necklaces of precious stones all agleam. And you could take them home if you could be bothered. But like we said, you don't really want them. And it's cozy down here, and dark, and gleaming, and glittering, and it will be quite nice to have a snooze, a little snooze, a sleep, a nap. And your head nods, and you yawn and stretch on the floor that's soft with old papyrus leaves, and it's just the place to sleep, just the place to dream. Sleep? Why not sleep? Yes, sleep. For soon it will be morning, and the dream will melt with the morning light. But not yet, for it's still dark and night, and sleep comes in like your old best friend. Sleep, drift, be safe, and sleep. Sleep. The treasure house. Just imagine you were a thief. You wouldn't take trinkets from old ladies, and you certainly wouldn't steal toys from kittens or bones from little puppies. You'd be a nice thief, a romantic thief, a fair thief. You'd only take things that people had forgotten about, and if you found that someone remembered, you'd give it back to them, no questions asked. And if you were this kind of thief, and you could go anywhere in the world you wanted, you'd probably concentrate on pirate treasure, on desert islands, or old Egyptian tombs where the pharaohs once were, or shipwrecks on the sea bottom full of bullion. Just imagine you had some treasure in mind, old treasure, very old treasure. And to get to it, you had to descend on a rope from a room in a pyramid, down and down and down into Egypt's heart long ago in the warm night. First, you'd fly to the pyramid because you can fly when you want. You just don't want to sometimes. But here, on this night, there you are in the hot wind, in the dark, with the stars sparkling overhead and the lights of Cairo twinkling not so far away. Just imagine you were a robber, a tomb robber, and you had children to feed. Just imagine you were an adventurer, a sort of archaeologist, or an artist in search of inspiration. So there you are on the top of the pyramid, balancing on the point, and there's a hole going straight down. So you look down, you test the darkness with your big toe, and find that it is certainly dark enough. So you delve and drop and descend like a stone down the shaft into the ancient heart of the pyramid, passing stones that were laid before your grandparents, 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 grandparents were born. And boy, it is dark. After that descent into 4,000 years of dreams, you find yourself in a chamber, and that chamber is in the middle of the pyramid. And that chamber is full to the top of a soft, silky darkness, so warm that it's like wearing a waistcoat. And in that darkness, you kindle a light on the end of your magic thumb. And in that light, you see ancient paintings of old Egyptians on the wall. And beside the pictures is their writing that looks like owls and eagles and stones and zigzags and gods with the heads of hawks and the heads of jackals and the head of an ibis and some like cats and elephants and lions and ladies. And you know you're on the right track. You light a torch with a match you brought for just that job because your thumb light isn't quite bright enough. The torch flutters in the warm breeze and you crouch cautiously along the corridor. Better take a look. Phew, it's warm here. You take off your shirt until you are dressed in nearly nothing, and you wouldn't like your aunt to see you, but she can't, because she is thousands of miles away in Cape Town, or Minneapolis, or Melbourne, or New Delhi, or Dublin. It's a good job you have a magic thumb, because it lights your way quite well, and the torch. Oh yes, we forgot about the thumb for a bit, but we have that and the torch. You step forward, one step, two steps, three steps, and there you are at the top of a great yawning hole. And then you get to the lip of the hole and you stare down. And there's gold beyond imagining, gilded statues of Osiris and Thoth and Horus, and below there's Bastet, and there, from the shadows, Isis watches from her throne. Gold and silver and rubies and diamonds and lapis lazuli, beloved of the pharaohs, and dishes and spears and scrolls and magic words and magic dust, boxes of gold dust, boxes of diamond dust. And here and there, the light sparkles and glimmers as if someone has taken 100,000 stars and put them in a box, just waiting for you to come along and find them again. In the darkness, the ancient times shift. But you're the first person to see this in 4,000 years, excepting if you count me. And there are pots and warriors and crocodiles and scrolls and spears, and the bronze heads of the spears gleam, and the walls are painted with stories of the Nile and the bulrushes and the floods, and kingdom upon kingdom of wealth is here for you. And you don't even want it. You don't want to take it away. You just want to sit and bathe in the soft light reflected on gold cups and gold plates, and look up and see Isis smiling at you because you're the first person she's seen in quite a while, and she would like to ask you about the weather. And if you told her, you'd say, "It was sunny again today, my lady." But it's been sunny in Egypt every day for 4,000 years, and all that sunshine somehow got caught in the plates and the cups and was kept underground in the dark, waiting for you. And in your bags you pile the plates and the dishes and the ewers, and in your pockets you stuff diamonds and rubies and emeralds, and in your backpack you put rings and bracelets and necklaces of precious stones all agleam. And you could take them home if you could be bothered. But like we said, you don't really want them. And it's cozy down here, and dark, and gleaming, and glittering, and it will be quite nice to have a snooze, a little snooze, a sleep, a nap. And your head nods, and you yawn and stretch on the floor that's soft with old papyrus leaves. And it's just the place to sleep, just the place to dream. Sleep? Why not sleep? Yes, sleep. For soon it will be morning, and the dream will melt with the morning light. But not yet, for it's still dark and night, and sleep comes in like your old best friend. Sleep, drift, be safe, and sleep. Sleep.